Welcome to Radio Sefarad's English Corner. I'm your host, Linda Jimenez, bringing you news and other features of interest to the English-speaking Jewish community in Spain and abroad. Now this week's trivia question. Why are typical madrileños, that is, guys from Madrid, traditionally called Manolos? As always, I'll give you the answer later in the program. But first, some cultural news. March 8th was International Women's Day, and to commemorate it, the Jewish organization Comunitat Jueva Atid in Barcelona has organized a month-long series of lectures, including one on contemporary Israeli women writers and another on the feminine aspect in the Kabbalah. The painter, Sofia Gandarias, is exhibiting works based on the figures of Primo Levi and Anne Frank. Written texts and photographs complement the paintings, which evoke the horrors of the Holocaust that they experienced. The exhibit is on at the Railroad Museum in Madrid until March 27th. Hebraica Madrid and the Jewish community of Madrid are sponsoring the exhibit Foto Hebraica 2005. The theme is the Jewish world, and it will be open to the public from March 27th through April 2nd from 10:30 to 1:30 and 4:30 to 8 at the Exhibition Hall of the Jewish Community of Madrid, No. 3 Balmes Street. And finally, the Department of Culture of the Catalonian Regional Government, Girona Historical Archive, is hosting an exhibit of hidden documents of the Jews of Girona. The exhibit will be on until March 31st in Besalú. If you heard our program about Yiddish in Madrid a couple of weeks ago, you may remember that we interviewed Rhoda Abecassis, who's the first person in Spain to translate literature directly from the original Yiddish into Spanish. On Saturday, March 19th, she presented her latest translation, Yehuda Elberg's El Imperio de Kalman el Lisiado, which in English was titled The Empire of Kalman the Cripple. The presentation was held at Hebraica Madrid, which is a Jewish cultural association here. Ms. Abecassis is a literary critic as well as translator. She studied English and Romance languages at Hebrew University in Jerusalem, as well as Yiddish studies. Yehuda Elberg was a cousin of Besheva Singer as well as his contemporary, but has the distinction of being the last living Yiddish author to have experienced life in an Eastern European shtetl. A survivor of the Holocaust, he was born in Poland in 1912. He was a secular Jew, an engineer, and correspondent for the Yiddish press. His first story, published in 1932, and first two novels were all lost in the Warsaw Ghetto. At the end of the war, he worked as a correspondent with the U.S. forces. In 1948, he went to live in New York, where he was active in Zionist organizations. And in 1956, he relocated to Montreal, where he lived until his death in 2003 at the age of 91. Among other prizes, he was awarded the Israeli Prime Minister's Award for Yiddish Literature. The Empire of Kalman the Cripple was first published in Yiddish in 1983 and in English in 1997. However, the English version, even though it was translated by Elberg himself, eliminates about one-third of the original book. Ms. Abecassis assumes that this was because of pressure from the English publisher because of some sensitive passages in the original. The Spanish translation respects the complete original Yiddish version, so to get the full story, you'll just have to read it in Yiddish or Spanish. And now to answer our trivia question. Why are typical madrileños traditionally called Manolos? The answer dates back nearly 500 years. Madrid's Lavapiés neighborhood used to be the Jewish quarter before the expulsion in 1492. If you know any Spanish, you know that Lavapiés means more or less foot wash, and there are several theories about its origin. The most well-known and least plausible is that local Christians who entered the neighborhood for any reason had to purify themselves by washing their feet before they left. Another theory is that, since the neighborhood was in the lowest part of the city, the streams that flowed through it at the time washed the feet of the trees. However, the following explanation seems to be the most plausible: that the original name was Abba Puest, a combination of the Hebrew word for father and the Spanish puesto, or place. That is, something like the place of father, or by extension, ancestors. Anyway, in 1492, the Jews were forced to either leave Spain or convert to Christianity. The converts who stayed were obliged to name their firstborn sons Manuel, which was Jesus' name, Emmanuel. Manolo is the diminutive of Manuel. There were so many Manolos in this typical Madrid neighborhood that the term came to be used for typical madrileños in general. Well, that's it for this week. As always, we'd love to hear from you, so please email us any comments or suggestions or questions you'd like us to answer on the air. Our address is English Corner, altogether, at radiosefarad.com. And since this week we've talked about different Jewish cultures, I'll leave you now with David Broza, the Israeli singer-songwriter who has also lived in Spain and New York. He writes and sings in English and Spanish, as well as Hebrew. This song, Parking Completo, is in Spanish. See you next week.
Ayer andabas como Pedro por mi casa, era tu casa y hoy te has ido. Ayer andabas como Pedro por mi casa, era tu casa y hoy te has ido. Y a mí que me gusta rimarme, me he dado cuenta que miré mucho al tendido. Ayer andabas como Pedro por mi casa, era tu casa y hoy te has ido. Sin ti, camisa vieja, sin ti, plato vacío, sin ti, comida seca, sin ti me quedo frío. Ayer jugabas a quererme y bien que mal podía leer tus instrucciones. Ayer jugabas a quererme y bien que mal podía leer tus instrucciones. Pero se ha averiado el mano y ahora el mando lo he mandado de vacaciones. Ayer jugabas a quererme y bien que mal podía leer tus instrucciones. Sin ti, camino triste, sin ti. Espejo roto, sin ti, no cojo el chiste, sin ti me quedo solo. Esta torpe soledad ya no queda ni aguarrás, tú no quieres verme ni en pintura. De farol, sé que dices la verdad, las noches que te vas y no me alumbras. Oh, oh, oh. Ayer quisiste conquistarme y hoy ya quieres declarar mi independencia. Ayer quisiste conquistarme y hoy ya quieres declarar mi independencia. Si tú eres juez y partes, yo no tengo nada que alegar en mi defensa. Ayer quisiste conquistarme, hoy ya quieres declarar mi independencia. Sin ti, perro cansado, sin ti.